Best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
We talk about our Wordle appreciation, and I have not told you this, that I had a 33-day streak going. Now, again, that's nothing compared to your 200-some, which is amazing, fantastic, and wonderful, and will be heartbreaking when it ends. But I don't know what happened. Last Friday was Mabel Louise's celebration of life or funeral, and I don't know if I sound like I'm copping out. Somehow, you know, you got to get in a pattern with this, because I usually try to do it early in the morning, but I didn't get it done. When I looked at it on Saturday, it said, you know, your streak was at zero. I'm like, what? I somehow blanked it out. You must have some kind of pattern, because if you don't do it, like, right away, you could squander a 240-day streak, right?
It's true. I actually start my Wordle while my coffee is brewing in the morning.
Yeah.
So for me, that has to be part of the routine. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I hear you. So anyhow, mine made it to 33, so I'm starting again. So
it's good to be able to start again, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is good to be able to do that. So, all right. Enough with that. So what else is going on in the world?
Well, I mean, there's a lot going on in the world. I actually woke up this morning thinking about, I don't even know where the verse is, but it talks about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is
praiseworthy. Philippians 4:8.
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking, and we should think about those things. And, you know, as we enter this year, really thinking about that again. And how do we be people who really think about, okay, what is true? Are we going to honor those things that are true in the world? Are we going to honor those things that are good and praiseworthy? And I think so often we get off track on those and end up honoring things or thinking about things that are false, things that are really not good, are evil, and actually doing the opposite of what we're called to do.
Yeah, no, good point. Hey, by the way, I said, based on our discussion yesterday, I was going to look at Galatians and Colossians on, you know, taking off the old, putting on the new. I at least looked at the Colossians part, and at our tacos and prayer before we prayed last night, I read some of that portion. Very good stuff. I highly recommend it. It's in Colossians 3 about taking off the old and putting on the new. So,
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I think James Brian Smith actually has a whole book just about Colossians 3.
Ah, so. Okay. Well, and we've been covering scripture for a long time here in our conversational devotion, consecrated conversation, if you will. And we worked through Colossians. That was one of the earlier books we did. So,
yeah, one of my favorite books.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Yeah, the supremacy of Christ, I think, the theme there. Yep. All right. Well, tell you what, yesterday we may have run a little long. I'm not even going to say how long we talked. But today, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, let's close it out, 19 to 21.
Yeah, it says, it was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began, but now in these last days he has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in him because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory.
All right, and in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those verses this way. Although our salvation plan was in place before I even said, let there be light, when Jesus came to earth in bodily form, the plan became fully evident. And do not miss this. He came for you, and he has been revealed to you. You who have seen me and believed in me, I raised him from the dead to strengthen your faith and hope in me. Boy, let me just pause there. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I think the idea of, just our strength, our hope in Christ being strengthened. You know, I definitely need that on a daily basis. And what stood out for you there?
Well, I think it seems very pointed where it says, and do not miss this. He came for you. I thought that was good. And I think I like that where we read the scripture and then the devotional commentary has, and just that word, I mean, you've introduced me to the idea of a devotional commentary, right? It's just a commentary usually, but it makes it personal. He came for you and you're just really taking that in. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the rest of it. Having been made pure by Jesus' blood, maybe play a little Carmen, This Blood this morning. When you live according to my truth, you honor my son's finished work. Having been made right with me, Jesus freed you to love others sincerely. You can take off your mask There is no need for pretense, because in my Son you have eternal life that no one can take from you. Regardless of what happens in your life, I will never leave you. I reminded Peter of a poem from Isaiah to show you that my good news is what remains. All flesh is like grass, and its glory like the flowers. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Final thought.
Yeah, I mean, I love that idea, the idea that with all the ways the world is changing, the love of God, the persistence of God is always there.
And I love that line, having been made right with me, Jesus freed you to love others sincerely. You can take off your mask. There is no need for pretense, because in my Son you have eternal life that no one can take from you. And I think it is that sense, too, in terms of loving yourself. You know, we can have so much disagreement between us and us, and we need self-reconciliation, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that term, self-reconciliation.
It is good. Some birth anniversaries of young ones who have passed reminded here this week. My wife noting that Habakkuk, the little boy that we were planning to adopt along with Michael from back in the day, who died from the cholera from the dirty drinking water, this week he would have turned 17. He was 2 and a half when we lost him. But his death led to a well, and then a school, and then Teamwork Africa, and more than 200 new wells, and well over 400 well repairs, collectively more than 700. And we've received funding through Teamwork Africa for another 7 new wells as of the late part of last year. So I think in the same verse that Mabel Louise and Warren used to start this ministry, right? Psalm 126, 5 and 6, he who sows in tears will reap with songs of joy. There's been some of that, and we'll celebrate with Habakkuk in heaven about what God has done. But also, Mitch Albom posting that little Chica, a little girl, and he's done so much in his work in Haiti. And Chica yesterday would have turned 14, and he and his wife had taken Chica in. And there's a wonderful book you can find that he tells the story there. At WWIB.com, if you missed Mabel Louise's celebration of life, the funeral service this past Friday at Crossroads Church in Chippewa Falls, we've got it for you at WIB.com. There's a red banner on top of the page, and you can see that there. All the video of the entire service, you can see that. Wade DeRoe did such a fantastic job with the sermon, with the message that nothing can separate us from the love of God, not even death. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, continuing on with the question from yesterday that stumped listeners 3 different times.
Yes, so again, we want to give you a great prize. How about 2 passes to Micon Cinemas, 4 different locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls? You can see a movie of your choice with a friend. 2 passes to Micon Cinemas. But you have to be the one to get our question correct at 715-723-2555. This is a life experience question that comes from Halvo.
Yeah, I was at my own home, and I saw this particular item and then came to the station, and I'm like, wow, it's here too. And I have to say, I'd never really noticed it before. Now, it may not be new, but it was new to me. So what is it?
So 715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you have a guess, and somebody does right away before we even go through the incorrect answer. So let's check. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Good morning. It's Tammy from Duran.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey. My guess today is it a magnifying glass?
Is it a magnifying glass? Did Halvo see a magnifying glass here at the station and at his house as well?
That's not it,
no,
Tammy.
Not
sorry
it.
About
Thank
that.
Thank you, Tammy. Call back 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Again, we heard from so many places yesterday. Eau Claire, Durand, Augusta, Colfax, Osseo, Barron, Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Sand Creek, Kennan, Whitehall, La Crosse, Rib Lake. And again, from all over Wibland, no one was able to figure it out.
I haven't given
you a clue yet, but we may at some point today.
You know, if we're calling games, I did ask for a magnifying glass at some point. I had to try to figure out how could I watch the game and then look at my stats, and I figured out take my glasses and put them down further on my nose worked better, but thank you.
Bifocals or trifocals?
Yes,
now.
I know.
There you go. All right, let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
My name is Michael, and my guess is from Eau Claire. But my guess is it an air fryer?
Is it an air fryer?
That was guessed yesterday.
That was guessed yesterday. So go ahead, bonus guess time, Michael. If you want to think on your feet, guess something else.
Would it be like an old school, like the clock, the cuckoo clock, where the bird jumps out of it?
A cuckoo clock.
That is great thinking on your feet. A cuckoo clock. We need one of those here.
Boy, I tell you what. I don't know. We used to have one at my mom's, and she had one in the middle of the night. You hear that thing going off, and you're not used to it. That is not it, Michael, but thanks for the try.
Yes, thank you. And, again, good work on the bonus guest there, but not a cuckoo clock. What item did Halvo see here at the office, here at the station, and at home? And he's like, I hadn't seen that before. And then all of a sudden, saw it both places. 715-723-2555. Lots of you guessing. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hello, this is Colin Wright from Stanley.
Hey, Colin.
Colin, what do you think?
A can opener.
Is it a can opener? Colin from Stanley, is it a can opener?
Well, I can tell you that we probably do have those at both locations for sure, but buddy, that's not it.
Not it, but thank you. And adding Stanley to the list of places we have heard from, 715-723-2555, not a can opener. We've got time for three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Tony, what do you think?
Hey, is it a ruler or a yardstick?
Is it a ruler or a yardstick? Nice job getting in two guesses in one. Is it a ruler or a yardstick?
That's not it, Tony.
It's not a ruler and it's not a yardstick. You can get a double buzzer there. Tony, call us back. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hi, Mark, Caleb. It's Mike from
LaCrosse. Hey, Mike. What do you think?
I'm going to say paper shredder.
Was it? I believe that was guessed yesterday. I'm seeing the guesses yesterday. Yep. So bonus guess time. What do you think?
Coffee grinder.
Was it a coffee grinder? Is that what?
Well, let me say that's a good guess because I've recently seen one here as we've been maybe making the old traditional pots a little bit more. But, Mike, that's not it.
Not a coffee grinder. One guess left before we push this off another 20 minutes on this Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Elizabeth from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Elizabeth, what do you think?
I'm going to say a new calendar, like a 2024.
Okay, yes, thinking well when we change out the calendars. Is it, Halvo, a new 2024 calendar?
Elizabeth, the prayer warrior, that's not it.
It's not, but thank you so much for trying.
All right. Well, tell you what, we got to give a hint at 7:45. So stick around. Caleb and I will put our heads together and figure out something we can give to simplify this. What could it be? All right, the WIB Wake Up Show. It is round five of a question that started on Tuesday Trivia, and it's for a pair of highly coveted movie tickets. Your chance to go to MyCon, maybe buy that popcorn bucket, and then you get the refills for a certain minimal amount throughout the year of 2024. So, movie tickets on the line, Caleb, on a Win It Wednesday.
Yes, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We've heard from all over Wibland. And, man, we didn't even recap the incorrect answers last time because your guesses were coming in so quickly, which we love. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win those MyCon movie passes. But, of course, we're going to give you the question, and we will give you a clue as well.
Yeah, thanks so much to the guessers from Durand, Eau Claire, Stanley, Menominee, La Crosse, and Chippewa Falls last time. The question, it started yesterday. It was an observation I'd seen at home. I'm like, oh, I've seen that before. And all of a sudden, I saw the same item here at WWIB. And here is the clue. The clue is, when I first saw it at my home, I saw it in our kitchen. That's where I saw it.
Something you saw in the kitchen at home that you also saw here at WWIB. Yes. Could be a new item. You're not really sure.
It was new to me.
It was just new to you. And, yeah, you noticed it in both places. 715-723-2555. So what's the item? What did Halvo see? Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right. This is Tammy from Durand again.
Tammy, you started us last time.
Yeah, try it out. What do you think?
Is it a cookie jar?
Is it a cookie jar?
Ah, the good old cookie jar. The cookie monster. That is not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Tammy. Okay. Call back. 715-723-2555. Halvo saw this in his kitchen. That's the clue. Also saw it here at the station. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta.
Hey, Greg. What do you think?
How about a K-cup holder for coffee?
So yesterday, a Keurig was guessed, but Greg is saying, no, the holder, a K-cup holder. Does he realize that we have one of those here at the station? Because we do.
Right. In fact, you know, I've got one on my desk. It was a great gift that someone had given me here. And so those are really nice to have, to keep the K-cups. But that is actually not it, Greg. Not sorry it. About that.
But again, you're kind of halfway there, Greg, because we do have one here at the station. Now, again, there could be things that are here at the station that Halvo has at the house, too. But this is something that he kind of noticed. It's like, oh, man, I haven't seen that before. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Hey, Vicky.
What do you think?
How about an avocado scoop?
An avocado scoop? Do they make specific scoops just for avocado scooping?
Apparently.
I think they do.
Okay.
Wow. I think they do. Might that be the item? And it's not.
But now I must investigate that more. Yeah. Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555 for Mike on Movie Passes. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
It's Mike from La Crosse again. I'm going to guess cappuccino machine.
A cappuccino machine. So a little bit different from just kind of a Keurig. Might that be it? And
is it?
It's not.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to hear from the Cooley
Sorry,
region.
Mike.
Our friend Mike again. Man, we really enjoy seeing Mike sometimes at One Fest. We get him up in this direction.
He's really snagged on this question.
Yeah. All right. We can do two more guesses here. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jeannie from Fall Creek.
All right, Fall
Do you think
Creek,
you know you think? Jeannie?
Well, I don't know, but I have one of these in my kitchen.
Okay, what is it?
A fire extinguisher.
A fire extinguisher. Did Havel see that here and at home and say, oh, I haven't seen that before?
That's not what we're looking for.
Not it. Thank you, Jeannie. All right, last guess before we push this off past 8 o'clock. What line should we go to? How about this one? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from? Final guesser this hour.
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
All right,
again.
Vicky. All right,
Vicky, what do you think? Everyone's hopes and dreams resting on you.
An orange peeler.
Is it an orange peeler? She guessed the avocado scooper. Now she says the orange peeler. Havo, is it an orange peeler?
Vicky, that's not it. And I think I've always used my hands to peel oranges throughout my life. So,
but now there's two kitchen implements that perhaps I need to investigate more. Thank you so much, Vicky. Thank you, everybody, for trying. But we're going to have to push this off past 8:15 a.m.
What
or
could
so.
It be?
We've given you that clue. Keep chewing on that a little bit. He saw it in the kitchen at home, also saw it here, and it was at least new to him. What was it? We want to send you to the movies. We want to do it today.
Your sixth try to win a pair of movie tickets to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire at 723-2555. If you can correctly answer our question. And it is a question having to do with observation. I, in the Halverson home, observed something in our kitchen. Yes, we let you know that last time at 7:45 in our kitchen. And now a second clue, Caleb, that I observed the same item here at WWIB in our break room.
All right, so that's the second clue. In the kitchen at the Halverson household, in the break room here at WWIB, what is the item? For two Micon Movie Passes, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you can call 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones right away. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning, guys. Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian. What do you think?
Something I've seen in ours that I didn't know what was. A milk frother, a handheld mini mixer.
I actually just bought one of those for my sister for... I buy that for Promise and for Lindsay. Anyway, I know I bought one for Christmas for somebody. Was it a milk frother? Halvo, is Brian from Oliva correct?
Sorry, Brian.
No, thank you, Brian.
Brian's so good. He's like a relief pitcher that stays in the bullpen until he can come in and get the save or the win. But not today, buddy.
Not that, but try again. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Susan from Kadot.
All right, Susan, I don't think we've heard from Kadai yet, adding that to the list. What do you think Halvo saw in the break room here at WIB and in the kitchen at his house? New to him, at least. He hadn't noticed it before. What was it, Susan from Kadai?
Potato peeler?
Was it a potato peeler? Halvo?
Sorry, Susan.
Wasn't a potato peeler. Call us back, Susan. Try again. 715-723-2555 for those Micon movie passes.
I'm trying to fight back. I'm wanting to be more specific, but I'm trying to fight it back, Caleb.
All right. Maybe we'll have even another clue. Maybe we'll have three clues in a row if no one gets it here. But we can take some more guesses. So good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from? Man, I didn't expect to trip him up with that question.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. Man, I guess the bonus question of name and city yeah. was difficult. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Duran.
Hey, all right, Tammy. She's been trying a lot. Hi. What do you think, Tammy?
I'm really trying to think outside the box. Is it a banana holder?
Is it a banana holder?
Wow. Yeah. You know, we do have a fruit holder, I know, in the kitchen. It frequently has bananas, but that is not it.
Sorry, but thank you, Tammy. Good to hear from you. 715-723-2555. Again, we have just heard from all over the place during this contest, but no one has figured it out yet. For those Mycon movie passes, good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Karen from Eau Claire.
What do you think?
Is it an ice maker?
Is it an ice maker? Havel, was it an ice maker you saw in the break room here at WIB and in your home as well? And I was like, oh, I haven't noticed that before.
Yeah,
I haven't
Caleb, seen that before. It was not.
Not an ice maker. Thank you for calling. 715-723-2555. I think we have time for two more guesses. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
It's Monica from Cadet.
All right, Monica, what do you think?
How about chopsticks?
Was it chopsticks? And I mean, and again, it could be for a current meal or it could be left over when someone got takeout. Was it chopsticks here in the
I'm just going to say that, you know, when my family, some of my family likes to use chopsticks. I don't. That was not it.
It was not chopsticks, but a well thought out guess. Again, thank you for calling. Good to hear from Kadat. 715-723-2555. And all the lines are lit up and we have time for just one more. One more because we got to get a song in before weather. So, good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Last guess here before we push this off 20 minutes or so. Where are you calling from today? What's your name? Maybe we tripped him up again with that. All right, let's try here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy from Altoona.
Amy from Altoona. We have not heard from Altoona yet. And surprising, actually, and alliteration. Amy,
yes.
The floor is yours, my friend. What do you think?
Well, the new thing in our kitchen is an air fryer.
The new thing is an air fryer, but it's been guessed. So, Amy, would you like a bonus guess? You can get two for one here.
A K-Cup coffee maker.
Is that it?
A what? What was it called?
A K-Cup coffee maker.
Yeah, we've had that guess, too. A Keurig coffee maker.
Sure.
That's not it.
I thought it was a different one. Would you like one final bonus guess? Three for one here.
A cappuccino maker.
That's been guessed too. Wow. That's hard to pull off the trifecta.
All right. Thank you, Amy, for trying. All right. We're going to give this another shot coming up.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. It's the fourth time today and the seventh time in 2 days. We bring before you a question that's been stumping America.
Absolutely. And we have Mycon movie passes up for grabs. And hopefully we can give them to one of you this morning.
Yeah, we'd love to go to the movies for free, and Mycon does such a great job, Mike and Connie, and nobody supports faith-based movies better, just about anybody, than them. We love working with them. All right, so 723-2555, the question has been, what did I see in the Halverson kitchen? Yes, we specified about an hour ago the kitchen at our home, and I'm like, oh, I'd never seen that before. I didn't know that such a thing existed. And then I came to the break room here, and I'm like, wow, we have it here as well. What is it? And I'm going to add another clue on top of that, Caleb, as if that's not enough. I want to specify it's not an appliance or utensil.
All right, not an appliance or utensil. Your latest clue, 715-723-2555, as we go right to the phone, 723-2555. Good morning, Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy up in Ojibwa.
We have not heard from Roxy yet.
What do you think, Roxy?
I'm going to guess like a Scentsy candle melt warmer.
Okay, the candle warmer, sure. I know what you're talking about. Is that what it was, Havo? The candle warmer, something from Scentsy? Would that be it?
I think we may have one of those at home, but that is not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you for calling from Ojibwa, Roxy. We'd love to have you call back. If you can get through, 715-723-2555 is the line's jam-packed here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
All right, this is Tammy from Duran. I'm going to give it one more shot.
We've had Tammy in every segment this morning.
What do you think?
Is it a spice rack?
Is it a spice rack? Is that what Halvo saw in the break room here, the kitchen at his house?
It was not.
And not a spice rack. 715-723-2555. And again, Halvo's given the further clue. It's not an appliance, not a utensil. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Good
Good morning. This is Kay from Ladysmith.
Hi, Kay.
Hey, Kay, what do you think?
Hi. I'm thinking maybe possibly a letter opener.
A letter opener? Sure. That could be a little old school. And yeah, maybe it was sitting around in the kitchen break room.
Yeah, there we go. That could be possibly it. Did I see that at home? We still get letters in the mail. Good old snail mail, but that was not it.
It's not the letter opener. Thank you, Kay. I think that was our first call from Ladysmith. So,
yeah, great to hear from Kay. I thought she wanted us to play Evie. Go on and ring those bells, but it's not Christmas.
Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from today?
Annette from Mondovi.
Hey, Annette.
What do you think?
Is it a gnome?
Is it a gnome? Was there a gnome in your kitchen? Maybe
go ahead and say,
for Christmas?
I see those around the house, and my daughter Evelyn, particularly a big fan of those. That was not it.
Not a gnome, but good creative guess there. Thank you for calling from Mondovi.
Caleb, I'm a little concerned. The guys have given up. We've heard only from women this segment.
Yeah, we'd have to list at some point all the different places we've heard from. It has been...
it's been great.
Just kind of a roll call of the WIB listening area. 715-723-2555. If you want to guess, again, what did Halvo see in the kitchen at his house, in the break room here at the station? It's not an appliance. It's not a utensil.
What could it be?
It was something at least new to
Haven't
him.
We guessed everything?
715-723-2555. Time for two or three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Victoria Peters.
And where are you calling from, Victoria?
From Greenwood.
From Greenwood.
First time we heard from Greenwood.
Yeah, all right. Victoria from Greenwood, the floor is yours, friend. What do you think?
Is it a dragon fruit?
Is it a dragon fruit?
Huh.
Is that what it was, Halva? Was it a dragon fruit?
I don't even know what that is. So that was not it.
Dragon fruit. Victoria, good creative guess. That makes me think of some things that I don't have as much, like a star fruit. I haven't had star fruit for a long time either.
No.
Good morning, WWIB. We'll do two guesses here. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Roy from Eau Claire.
And
Roy.
What do you think?
How about a meat thermometer?
Trying to represent the guys here because it's been mostly ladies calling. From Eau Claire, Roy, is it a meat thermometer? Halvo.
Important to measure the meat and the temperature of it, but that is not it.
It is not a meat thermometer. Thank you, Roy. All right, so we have one more guess before Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday, becomes Try It Again Thursday.
Mm.
One more guess.
Only a handful of questions in our
2555.
Morning show history have gone to Thursdays.
If you want to be that final guesser, you can. Otherwise, maybe you're saying, you know what? We're going to have to sleep on this one, and in that case... we will try to give away those Mike on movie passes tomorrow. One more person wants to sneak through even after the music has stopped. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Chippewa.
Mary from Chippewa. All right, Mary, last chance
you have
today
the answer?
To get this and win the Mike on movie passes. What did Halvo see? What item was it?
Well, I have an answer. I don't know if it's the right one.
Okay.
A fly swatter.
Was it a fly swatter, Halvo?
I can tell you this. Swatter? We have multiple fly swatters in the Halverson home. Do we have them here at WIB? Is that the item? It is not.
It's not, but thank you so much for calling from Chippewa. We didn't get it, but we're going to give you another shot. And, man, maybe we'll have to think of even more clues.